here at the 2017 CUNA Technology Council Conference. And, but wait, there's more. The CUNA Operations and Member Experience Conference. Council Conference. Yes.
Here we go.
There's two in one, so it's great.
My first time here. Being a tech guy, I thought I've been missing out, and I think I have, but it's been a great conference so far, and excited to be here.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I mean, this, by the way, this is Tim Peterson from Advantage Analytics, so welcome. And yeah, my first question was going to ask you, like, hey, how's the conference going? So you already answered it. Well done.
Well, good to see you again, Mike. I know we chatted back in May, and in some ways it doesn't feel like it was that long ago, but everything that we've been up to since then, it feels quite a while ago. So I don't know if you call it dog years or what, but good to be here. We've been quite busy.
Well, let's get a little progress report on Advantage Analytics. What are you guys doing? You guys been hearing a lot about you guys, and all good stuff, by the way. So what's the latest going on in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, well, thanks for asking. We when we last chatted in May, we had just recently launched our business, Advantage mm-hmm. Analytics, yeah. which is solely dedicated to offering data and analytics services and solutions to credit unions. Since then, we've been quite busy. We've got over 110 people that are directly aligned to support this
really?
Business.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
We've got, we'll end of the year, about 20 to 25 credit unions mm-hmm. in our core analytic mm-hmm. offerings. And we'll also, if we count some of our integration products, we've got over 110 customers already. So it's been we've been quite busy since May.
Busy last few months. My goodness.
Yes.
Goodness. Now, one of your differentiators we were talking before is execution on the insights that are getting. Can you kind of expand on that?
Yeah. Well, we've been quite encouraged by the response from the marketplace, and you know, this the recognition that analytics plays an absolutely central role to the business strategy mm-hmm. of credit unions. In fact, I think it's critical to their survival, our survival as an industry.
Yep.
So we've been quite encouraged. We've been encouraged also for the support that the role that we play within Advantage Analytics. I think folks recognize the scale and the backing of CUNA Mutual Group, the mm-hmm. trust, the history that we've developed, the knowledge of our industry as being an industry mm-hmm. collaborator. And they also recognize, as you pointed out, our focus, what we think is a differentiator and what I think credit unions need is really to focus on the execution, the activation of the insights. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to have an insight if you can't act upon it.
Very true.
No real value.
Exactly.
So we are very focused on that, helping credit unions, whether it's with their call center strategies, their digital marketing strategies. Mm-hmm. These are the same capabilities we've had at CUNA Mutual Group that we've been leveraging and building really at scale for many years. And these are also the same things credit unions are looking to use as they look to execute and act upon the insights. So if there's outreach to their members using an outbound call center, some sort of digital marketing campaign, again, these are things that we've been doing for many years within our core business. So it's an opportunity to really leverage those capabilities and really bring the scale.
No doubt. All right. Having said all that, where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here? So we're gonna continue to stay focused on our spectrum of solution offerings, anything from data management, so some of the core plumbing, data warehousing, purpose-built data marts, reporting and visualizations, advanced analytics. We've got some, you know, I would call next-generation use cases that we've been developing around lead generation, around churn reduction, using external data with internal data. So we'll continue to build out those solutions. We'll continue to be active in the marketplace, looking for strategic partnerships, M&A opportunities, but the demand is quite strong, and I think it comes back to really the scale. We've been building up our capabilities in the space for many years, and I think, you know, folks are seeing that, and that's why I think we're seeing the response or the demand from credit unions being so significant.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you can't swing a cat without talking data analytics these days, and it seems like, because we've been talking a lot about it here with various folks, and it's like a new language now. You know, 5 years ago, we weren't really talking about this, or at least enterprise-wide. Maybe in the IT server room, you know, we were talking about that, talking like that. But it's everybody's talking about it now. It's just really, you know, pervasive. It's all over our industry now.
And I hope we are. I see it happening in certain cases. We're certainly trying to make it a key part of our strategy is, as we're talking about it, not thinking about analytics or data as some sort of technology-first approach. We're taking very much a business-first approach. We're focused on use cases, kind of think of them as almost mini business cases, mm-hmm. helping develop a portfolio of those things to help credit unions inform their data strategy and analytics strategy by what these use cases are. So very much a business first, business back strategy. And I, in my past, I've seen some approaches where they, companies will take more of a technology. Let's build the foundation. Let's build the data warehouse and start to see what we can add on to it. So we're taking much more of a strategic kind of execution, delivery, activation side of things, taking that type of an approach.
Yeah, that's a smart way to do it, sounds like. So, yeah. Anything else to add to wrap? I know you have a busy schedule here. Anything else to wrap up? What's anything on the horizon for 2017, 18? Can we look that far?
We're going to be quite busy. So when we talk again in 6 months, I don't know how many dog years will have passed by then, but we'll continue to make investments. We're investing over $250 million directly into data and analytics over the next few years. We'll continue to deploy those investments smartly. We'll continue to build out our team, expand our offerings, and grow our customers. So it's going to be a busy end of the year and busy 2018.
Indeed, and credit unions are going to benefit, so good stuff.
Absolutely. Thanks.
All right, Tim, thank you very much. Appreciate the time, man. Well done.